So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Thursday, May 7th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with some traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the road this morning. On Bath Road, between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street West, from Country Club Drive to Front Road, Utilities Kingston Work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts, reduce speeds, and share the lane signage. At the intersection of Montreal and John Kander Boulevard, construction is ongoing, with delays expected through May. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will be closed from 8:40 to 9:20 this morning as part of the School Streets program. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of the major reconstruction project. And long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen from Johnson to William and Barrie at Queen. Now looking at the weather, a mix of sun and cloud today, with winds coming from the southwest at around 20 kilometers per hour this afternoon. Temperatures will reach a high of 12 with a moderate UV index. Tonight we have clear skies with a low dropping to plus 2. This has been your quick morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call with Cindy coming up next.
foodsharingproject.org/saverspring.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing...
Good morning, it's 8 a.m. on Thursday, April 30th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with some traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the road this morning. On Bath Road, between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street West, from Country Club Drive to Front Road, Utilities Kingston Work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts, reduce speeds, and share the lane signage. At the intersection of Montreal and John Kander Boulevard, construction is ongoing, with delays expected through April and May. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will be closed during school drop-off from 8:40 to 9:20 this morning as part of the School Streets program. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. And finally, long-term closures remain in effect on Aberdeen between Johnson and William and Barrie at Queen. Now looking at the weather, mainly cloudy to start the day with a 30% chance of showers developing this afternoon. Winds will shift out of the southwest at around 20 kilometers per hour as we move through the day, with temperatures holding steady near 10. The UV index is high at 6. Tonight, we have cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers early in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy near midnight. The low drops to 3 overnight with a risk of frost. This has been your quick morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call with Cindy coming up next.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate. What's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah. It's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah. CFRC Live Sessions. Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay. Peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's microgrant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in microgrants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.
Hey, this is
Sons
of
Rick,
and you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Oh yeah, Sons of Rick were on the show a few weeks ago, so it's just important to know that I'm going to be playing one of their new songs for you. I think you might have heard it. We did preview it right here on the Indie Wake Up Call. By the way, good morning. This is the Indie Wake Up Call, and I'm here. I'm by myself, and I don't love it, but we're going to have a great morning. Got a lot of music for you. But in the meantime, no big long intro this morning. I just want to play some Exogen. They're going to be playing on Saturday night at the Broom Factory. It is Homegrown Live this weekend. What is that? Well, we're going to cover that pretty extensively on this show. But in case you just need a little bit of a kick to get out of bed this morning, I think The Wanderer from I Am Rot is the way to go. This is Exogen. This is CFRC. Good morning, everyone. This is Exogen. Let's go. There they go.
We'll be right back.
Okay, now we're awake, right? Yes, they're from Kingston. I know. What a great song, right? EP's called I Am Rot. That was The Wanderer from Exogen. And now I'm awake. Okay, Indie Wake Up Call. We're ready to go now. Did I mention that was Exogen? Shout out to St. Larry's Pub and just Kingston bands in general. It is homegrown weekend. We're going to cover quite a bit of that on the show today. Obviously, I can't cover like even 10% of homegrown because of the sheer amount of bands playing this weekend. Quick turnover sets, unbelievably vast amount of venues that normally might not have this kind of thing going on. Definitely go to homegrownlive.ca to see what I'm talking about. If I like that they kind of have the genres organized, so like if your mom's coming with you, like you could send her somewhere and then you could go somewhere or whatever. There are lots of people to see during the day. There are lots of people to see at midnight. I'm looking at you, Rust Pump. What time are you going on? Like late. But if you want to see a great band like Rev Zed, they're on at 4 p.m. on Queen Street. Where is this again? I'm all over this schedule because it's a massive schedule. But anyway, yes, the Buckle's doing its thing upstairs and downstairs, and Caesar Company, like everybody. So, hey, that's maybe the good news about summer not really kicking in yet. It's like, let's go and watch some bands. It's 7 degrees out there right now. Oh, wait. It's actually 6 degrees. It went down a degree. But it feels like a warmer 6 degrees than, you know, a February 6 degrees. Does that make any sense? The sun is kind of out. I'm trying to make this all positive, folks. And yeah, it's not going to get super warm. Today looks like about 9. That's going to feel nice. Chance of a little bit of rain, but there's like a sun and a cloud in the icon there. So I don't know. Looks like it's going to be kind of like that all weekend. Saturday in particular, which is homegrown day. It's one day. It's going to be 9 degrees and sunny. So, you know, like sometime outside maybe, but like you can't really go out and do barbecuing and jumping off the pier. So let's go see some bands. All right. Very excited about 47 Teeth. They've got some shows coming up, and well, I want to play some new bands as well, like that maybe aren't playing this weekend, but we'll get to those. What do we want to play? Well, I did mention Rev Zed, didn't I? Yeah, let's get started with some Rev Zed. They'll be playing this weekend at Homegrown, and you're gonna want to check that out. So here they come.
You ain't Off the rust. listeners. Yeah, that was 47 Teeth off their new album they released in January called Fakers, and that was Dealer's Choice. You know what? They're giving moms what the moms want, and that's a Mother's Day show of Muziki with Kira and Nameless Friends. That's going to be fun. I think it's free. It is free. What? Okay, anyway. Love 47 Teeth. Looks like they're going to be at SPAF. What is SPAF? Well, you're going to have to keep listening to CFRC. We've got a lot of music going on in the next, well, forever, but this month is pretty busy around here and in town. So SPAF is up on deck, but not until we get through some homegrown live. We got Spring Reverb, but we just have shows. We just have regular shows, too. So we got to get through some of that. What else did I play for you? I played the Blue Stones for you, Shaking Off the Rust. Just follow them on Instagram. I love duos, and they're good friends to us here at CFRC. So love those guys. And I played Penny in the Pits, a band out of New Brunswick. Have you ever had a band where you're like, this is new? It's not. I don't know why it came to me, and it's from 2025, and I missed it completely. That was a song called Montenegro on Ice. Might be my favorite song this morning, although the Exigen song we started off with this morning, in case you were here right out of the gate, that was pretty good too. But yeah, Penny in the Pits, really like that. And we heard some Rev Zed, It's All About Me. They're going to be at Bottoms Up this Saturday for Homegrown Live, 4 p.m. Yes, I was talking about Homegrown, wasn't I? Well, coming up, I've got Rust Pump, and they're one of those bands that are going to be on really late. Here I was thinking it was the Toucan, and I'm confused. I don't know where they're going to be, but the schedule is up, homegrownlive.ca. Also going to play some just general new music from Horse Girl. I'm going to play some April plus Vista. I don't know. Metric has some new music. Sea of Lettuce has some new music. Crownlands has a really good new song. We're going to go all over the place, but why don't we just get in there with some Rust Pump, some Fitzgerald Brothers. Love those guys around town, and they'll be playing this weekend, so that's the thing. But yeah, we will be talking about Spring Reverb. We will be talking about SPAF, Skeleton Park Arts Festival, as well as these weeks. Go on, get some bands in here, find out what is happening to get you all set up. So that's what we're going to do, but stick around. Got Rust Pump, Drool Again. And yeah, we're going to play some Crownlands, Black Star, Horse Girl, Earth is Turning, and April Plus Vista. Do What You Know. Up on deck, this is the Indie Wake Up Call. I'm glad you're here. This is CFRC. Good morning, everyone.
soft and the guitar clean. I can take your mind off what could have been. With a kick drum pillow and a tambourine. I can take your mind off what could have been. Could have been. Everybody don't know. Everybody don't know. Everybody don't know. Everybody don't know. Why didn't I take another path at the crossroads? Crystal ball, nobody can see.
Even though Yeah.